From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Oil from the giant BP Gulf leak reaches farther into Louisiana and wetlands, soaking the coast. The state's political leaders are lashing out once again at the federal government and BP. As NPR's Russell Lewis reports, they are angry at what they see as the company's slow response to minimize environmental damage. They also say the government has delayed decisions to provide necessary cleanup equipment.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal and a host of parish officials blasted BP and the government after touring oil-laden marshes and seeing oil-streaked wildlife. During a news conference, Plaquemines Parish President Billy Nungesser asked, "Where are the leaders in the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the Coast Guard, and BP?"
"Leaders step up to the plate and take care of the problem. I am so disappointed in the agencies and BP that this continues to happen. And will continue to happen until we have a leader in one of those groups step up to the plate."
Other Louisiana officials complain that BP has been slow to respond as waves of oil continue to roll ashore. BP did not return emails and voicemails for comment. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Venice, Louisiana.
South Korea is cutting most trade with North Korea, and as Michael Ree reports from Seoul, it's taking a defensive military stance after North Korea's alleged sinking of a South Korean warship in March that killed 46 people.
President Lee Myung-bak's announcement is South Korea's first real response to the March 26th attack. President Lee says the North should apologize for the attack. The South is cutting off its sea lanes from the North, and in a speech, President Lee said South Korea would take a stance of proactive deterrence. He says the country is prepared to defend itself if North Korea violates any southern territory. South Korea also plans to take its case to the UN Security Council to pursue further sanctions. North Korea has denied attacking the South and has threatened all-out war for any retaliation. For NPR News, I'm Michael Ree in Seoul, South Korea.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Beijing discussing what to do about North Korea's sinking of the South Korean warship. And Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is in Beijing. He's discussing trade, including the tough issue of China's currency valuation. In the U.S., the National Association of Business Economics predicts better times ahead.
Despite all of the turmoil we've seen in markets and concerns about Europe, our latest survey of our economic forecasters suggests that they believe the U.S. economy is in pretty good shape, that growth should be fairly solid in the next couple of years, that the job market should gradually improve.
That's economist Lynn Reeser talking about the NABE's latest survey. Asian stock markets are mostly higher today, investors taking heart from Friday's Wall Street rally. This is NPR News. AOL turns 25 today. The company once dominated the Internet, providing one of the first and highest profile Internet access services and later adding features. But AOL has since churned through some very hard times, and now, as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, it's trying to make a comeback.
AOL brought the Internet to tens of millions of people with its dial-up subscription and popular You've Got Mail email service. Frederick Moran is an analyst at The Benchmark Company.
AOL really pioneered the Internet and brought Internet access to the masses of the world.
In 2001, it merged with Time Warner in what was later described as one of the worst mergers ever. AOL spun off and is in the process of remaking itself as a content provider, says Marty Moe, senior vice president of AOL Media.
What we really are is a media company that's going to be producing text-based content, video content, photo content. There's really no limit to what it'll be.
Company executives admit this is going to take time. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
British Airways claims it will be able to serve 70% of its booked passengers despite the start of a five-day strike. Weekend labor talks have failed. Cabin crew members don't like staffing levels and benefit cuts, including travel privileges. British Airways says the labor union is ignoring economic realities. The airline has just posted its biggest ever loss. 73 U.S. banks have now failed this year. Regulators have shut down a small Minnesota bank. Another bank is taking over the assets and deposits of St. Paul-based Pinehurst Bank. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.